Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Welcome to Plenty Questions.
Plenty Questions, the 20 question plus a brain teaser general knowledge quiz.
That's what it is. Here's the brain teaser answer from last time, which was, what do you get if you combine the author of the Communist Manifesto, the author of the Elizabethan epic poem The Fairy Queen, one of Ron Weasley's older brothers, and a stoneware bed warmer?
What do you get?
Well, it's Karl Marx. Edmund Spencer.
Wrote The Fairy Queen.
Percy is one of Ron Weasley's older brothers, and a stoneware bed warmer is otherwise known as a pig.
So you get
Marks and Spencer's Percy Pig. Delicious. So thank you, Alistair Satchel.
I don't like them.
You don't. I know that about you.
But it's a very nice question. Thank you very much, Alistair Satchel. If you have any other brain teasers, please send them in to us.
There'll be another one at the end from another avid listener.
There will, after these big 20 questions. Question number one. What is the capital city of Bulgaria? Sophia. Question number two. What do the letters YMCA stand for? Young Men's Christian Association. Question number three. Which famous football trophy was stolen in March 1966? The Jules Rimet Trophy. Question number four. Which is the most common first name for presidents of the United States? James. There have been eight. Question number five. What is the name of Homer Simpson's father, Grandpa Simpson? Abraham, or Abe. Question number six. Ananas is the French word for which fruit? The pineapple. Question number seven. Benjamin Franklin is generally credited with having invented which type of lens? The bifocal. Question number eight. On the 1st of May, 1851, Queen Victoria opened what in London? The Great Exhibition. Question number nine. Which name for a hundred-eyed giant in Greek mythology is also a common name for newspapers? The Argus. Question number 10. In which Beatles song are the names Vera, Chuck, and Dave mentioned? When I'm 64. Question number 11. Holden Caulfield is the first-person narrator of which novel? The Catcher in the Rye. Question number 12. Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino were the joint leads in which 1997 US comedy film? Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Question number 13. Which London Emporium opened in Piccadilly in 1707? Fortnum and Mason. Question number 14. The cities of Porto, Bilbao and Seville can be found on which peninsula? The Iberian. Question number 15. In 1961, who was the first American to travel into outer space? Alan Shepard. Question number 16. Which planet did William Herschel discover in 1781? Uranus. Question number 17. Which Commonwealth nation was granted full independence from Britain in March 1986? Australia. Question number 18. Which composer's most famous opera was Pelléas et Mélisande? Debussy. Question number 19. Who directed the film Back to the Future? Robert Zemeckis. And question number 20. Who is older, Pope Francis or Francis Ford Coppola? Pope Francis, by 3 years. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions.
Big 20.
Please tweet us and at Plenty Questions with a Z. Let us know your score. We've had
some great ones.
We do read all your tweets.
We do, and we sometimes remember to reply. Newcomer Chris Johnson has got 16 straight in.
Very respectable.
Just started listening.
Very
got 16. The Shores 15, pretty good. And Tim Worthington is so close. I think he got, I can't remember what he got, 17 or 18. I mean, he's up there. He's so close.
He's high up, isn't he?
And then Riker's Bone has sent us his brilliantly detailed 4877, played 73, score 501, average 6.86, high of 13, low of 2.
Yeah, so that's very...
We've all had days like that.
It's very detailed, isn't it? Anyway, who has sent us the brain teaser this time?
So the brain teaser is, now, it's a friend of the show. It's Nick Wookie of Cheshire.
Yep, and I've got a sting here I'm going to play for him.
Lovely.
Let's find,
what, find
about,
nice
what about this one?
There you go, that was for you, Nick. I hope you enjoyed the hard rock edge of that.
Who wouldn't?
So this one, it's a good one. What links an alcoholic beverage made by fermenting honey with water, the biblical twin brother of Abel, the character that John Ratzenberger plays in Cars, and the police constable of Doc Green? So that's an alcoholic beverage made by fermenting honey with water, the biblical twin brother of Abel, the character John Ratzenberger plays in Cars, and the police constable of Doc Green.
What links all of those? Tune into the next episode of Plenty Questions to find out, and we'll see you then. Goodbye.
Take care of yourselves.
Plenty questions, 20 questions. There was one about the Pope. I tried to send a Pope a skipping rope, but I couldn't really fit it in the envelope. Plenty questions. I mean, I'm not going to send it as a parcel. It costs a lot of money for something he's never really going to use. GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.